June 20, loyal to one another, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, Ephesians 4:31. There are those who think more highly of themselves than they ought to think. They speak evil of their brethren because after a thing is done, they can look back and tell how differently they would have done it. But their forethought would not have been any better than that of their brethren had they been in their place. Keep yourselves off the judgment seat. All judgment is committed unto the Son of God. Satan works zealously to cause men to offend on this point. Those whose tongues are so free to utter words of criticism, the adroit questioner who draws out expressions and opinions which have been put into minds by sowing seeds of alienation, are his missionaries. They may repeat the expressions they draw from others as originating from ones they so slyly led on to forbidden ground. These persons seem always to see something to criticize and condemn. Their tongues are ready to exaggerate anything evil. What a great matter a little fire kindleth. Never let your tongue and voice be employed in discovering and dilating upon the defects of your brethren, for the record of heaven identifies Christ's interest with those he has purchased with his own blood. Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, he says, ye have done it unto me, Matthew 25:40. We are to learn to be loyal to one another, to be true as steel in the defense of our brethren. Look to your own defects. You had better discover one of your own faults than 10 of your brothers. Remember that Christ has prayed for these, his brethren, that they all might be one as he is one with the Father. Seek to the uttermost of your capabilities to be in harmony with your brethren to the extent of Christ's measurement as he is one with the Father. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, 1 Peter 3:8. True moral worth does not seek to have a place for itself by thinking, by evil thinking and evil speaking, by demeriting others. All envy, all jealousy, all evil speaking with all unbelief must be put away from God's children.